Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are continuing a conversation with Wes Lancaster. He's been our guest the last 2 days and talking about something that I know a lot of people either struggle with themselves or know somebody does, and that's alcohol addiction. And this is Hope Is Here, so this fortunately has a good ending. And yesterday we shared about how Wes started the road to sobriety. And Wes, what age were you when you first, you know, I know it's been almost 3 years, but how old were you?
I was, I was 42.
42 years old. So, you know, I know somebody listening thinking, oh man, I'm never going to change. And yet he did at 42 with God's help and loving family and the word that just kind of was screaming yesterday near the end of our 14 minutes together was grace. So I hope that you'll go back and listen to these two programs. I think you'd really be blessed by them. Share them with somebody you know that's struggling with addiction. And as he said so profoundly yesterday, that, you know, the alcohol was just the symptom, but it was masking maybe pain and pride and fear. And I don't know anybody that doesn't struggle with one of those three. And I can be transparent saying I've struggled with all three a lot of times, and maybe hid mine with food versus alcohol, and people have different things. But today, Wes, let's talk a little bit about, you know, you got on the sobriety side, you give God credit, you said, you know, relationship with Jesus, and yet the difference I think that's so huge I want, if you would, share about is that you grew up knowing who God was and Jesus, and he was your, quote, Savior. You know, maybe you were going to go to heaven because you accept him as Lord and Savior, but he hadn't become Lord of your everyday life, every decision that you made. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Yes, I was away from it. I hear the old saying of, you know, when you you teach a child the way of God and the way of the Bible and the way of the Christian life, and you teach them at a young age, they'll come back around to it. Yeah. And it just took me a lot longer to come back around. I said 42, it might have been 43, but I had to grow up at that age. I was a grown man with all these things, all these responsibilities, and I had to grow up. And I had to learn to put other people in front of me, and I had to learn to get God back up on top of that list. But to be able to know that I don't, because of God's grace and because of his continued blessings and love, I don't have to drink today. And for me to say that, and for me to not even think about it, the miracle of that is that there is there's a desire that we have that alcoholics talk about, having the desire to drink, and it will take over our life, and it did with me. I don't have that desire anymore. I didn't do that. I didn't take that desire away. I let it go, and God did that for me. I know that there are better plans for me, better things for me than the life I was living before, and I'm living that now. We have, I know of things that used to baffle me, used to drive me crazy, used to worry me, and all these things. That doesn't happen anymore. I face my fears. I step up. I man up. I do what I'm supposed to do. I admit fault. I will not lie to you, and I will not steal from you. I don't have to today, and that's a great thing to be able to get up and go to bed and know that that's the kind of day I can have and go to bed knowing that satisfied that I didn't do those things that I used to do. And again, it's all from the glory of God, and that's who I give it to. I was raised in a house that had "To God Be the Glory" plaque above our doorbell, and I got away from that, and I knew that I had to get myself back in a routine of where God was a part of my daily routine. I had to get back in that groove, and I've been able to do that, and that's the biggest part for me to say that's what got me where I am.
So what I hear you saying is you got back to having a personal relationship with him. Is that
yes, a good way to describe it? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. People, you know, you have a personal relationship with somebody, you spend time with them, you talk with them, you listen to them.
Yes.
And I think that's what I hear you saying. And I love a Facebook post that you posted just last Thursday. You said, "I'm thankful for my troubles. I used to run from them. Not anymore. I face them, and they make me stronger." And I think that's one of the great lies that Satan feeds people. You can't face those troubles, that fear, because, man, it'll be worse, or it's not going to be good. Is that, did you find that?
And here's some help, and it's in a bottle. And this will, you know, again, that's where I found my cure. That's where I found my help. That was my escape. That was my way. And, anything could be going on, and I could have that 4 or 5 hour period where I didn't think about any of it. It's the old thing you always hear, well, you wake up the next morning, the problems are still there. Yeah, they are. So you drink again. So that was the mentality. That's the madness. That's the craziness of it. And you know, gosh, whatever you do, don't go take care of that problem, or don't face the, you know, this or that. I'd run from it. To be able to have the strength that God's given me to face those fears and face those issues is a blessing. It's a great thing, and it's out there. And people that feel like they need to drink today, or they need to drink over this or that, you don't have to do that today.
Yeah, well, I love that, and you went on to say in your post on Facebook, "My troubles will never be bigger than my God who delivers me from them." And then you quoted, I believe it's Psalm 34, it's verses 18 and 19, and one of my favorite verses that I share with people, especially when they've lost a loved one. "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit." And then verse 19, which was one you highlighted for this post that day, I love this one. I haven't paid as much attention because I've got so focused on 18, but I love verse 19. I believe it's chapter 34. "A righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all." And that's what you're here to tell people today. He can deliver them from whatever it is, addiction, fear, loneliness, whatever that is that they feel like they can never overcome. With Jesus, the Bible says all things are possible. Is that what you're trying to say
today?
Yes,
through him. God is bigger than all of my troubles. God is bigger than my problems. I just never thought that I could get to that point and admit it and say that and be able to go back to it and know that I don't have to do this alone. I don't have to fool with these issues in a bottle or in a bar, or I can face them head on, and to know that again, God's grace and love and mercy has been big for me, and to be able to walk with him and know that, you know, I've seen the Bible a lot about Jesus taking your right hand. Mm. I'll catch myself gripping my right hand like somebody's holding it.
Yeah.
Please just walk with me.
Yes.
To be able for me to and go through the day and stop and recognize his presence with me, and to recognize even the Holy Spirit's presence in me, to stop during the day in a crazy time and something wild going on at work, or even at home, or even on the way home, whatever, to stop and close my eyes and just to say his name, the peace that comes with that for me now, just and the important thing for me too at the end of the day is to recognize the things that God's done for me, and to go back and look and say, this isn't because of me. This wasn't because of me. This is because of God, and to recognize it and know, you know, we ask God for a lot of things, and we ask for favors, or we ask for this or that, and yes, that's he wants us to come to him, but to recognize the good things and to recognize and to say thank you, that's even more, just as powerful for me, again, that mercy and grace just covers me, and I'm a different person because of it. Yeah.
Well, I love what you're talking about. You know, I've heard people say having an attitude of gratitude makes all the difference. And I think one of Satan's great tools I've seen in my own life over the years, Wes, even as I'm trying to mature as a follower of Jesus too, is that, you know, there could be 10 things going on in my life, and 9 of them could be pretty good. You know, nothing really that bad, really actually pretty good. But the one thing that's not going well, I let Satan just torment me, and just I let it cancel out the other 9 good things. Is that,
yeah,
you found that to be true?
Absolutely. And then I know that if I let the devil's just waiting for me, and you know, my the devil doesn't care about my sobriety, and doesn't care about my lack of you know, I guess confidence, and you know, if those days come, and there's times, there's rough times, there's times where I struggle, and I've got to stop and set. Well, that's the devil. He's just working on me. You know, and God and Jesus Christ is my higher power. That lower power works on it too, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that yes, lower power is right here in poking my shoulder but to know again that my God is greater than him, and greater than Satan, and greater than any trouble I can have is great. And to know that you know, the devil ain't gonna win today. He used to win all the time.
Yes. He was undefeated, baby.
But he was winning those battles with me all the time, and loved it. And you know, but to know that I've gotten over that and defeated that, and with God's help, you know, again, I couldn't be more thankful and more gracious for what God has put in front of me. And my marriage has benefited from it. My relationship with my children has benefited from it. My relationship with my friends and my work life, and my extended family. You know, I've got a soon to be 94-year-old grandmother that I'll go see on Saturday mornings, and of course she loves me with food. So I'm able to make that trip over there. I'm able to do the things that I need to do, that a normal human being would do, that a grown man would do, and to be able to accomplish that stuff and be a part of her life, and to not make it about me, and to go visit our kids and go out to eat and do things with my wife and not make it about me. And just sit there and let it go and let God take care of those situations. I can't be thankful enough, because it used to not be that way. So,
well, what I hear you saying as we wrap things up here is that God, in the last 3 years, 2 years, 9 months to be exact, has done a tremendous healing.
Yes. Has taken me, again, has formed me into the person that he wants me to be. I am a daily project. I'm not looking for perfection. I'm just looking for progress. And he knows that, and to be a part of other people's lives, and to be a good employee, a good father, a good husband. You know, those are important things. I'm happy that he has seen that knew this whole time that, you know, I'm better than what I was being, and I'm thankful to have the opportunity to do that, and I don't plan on wasting that opportunity at all. Yeah.
Well, we're glad that you're not, and just rejoice with you in the 2 years and 9 months of sobriety. We want to thank Wes Lancaster for being our guest on Hope Is Here. Hope you'll continue to pray for him, and I'm sure if you would love to talk to him, you can reach out to him. Just contact us here at Hope Is Here. Hopeishere.today is our website, and we will see you next time on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800 or online at cmiconsulting.com.